December 27, 2009. It's a Watt from Pedro show.
That was better, huh?
Walk from Pedro show, December 27, 2009. Last show we're going to do of the year, Brother Matt.
Yeah.
And here you go. Yeah. We started off with India. Something live from the Village Vanguard from Mr. John Coltrane and Classic Quartet. Alvin Jones, Mr. McCoy Tyner, Mr. Jimmy Garrison. I believe. Then we heard something from Italy, Sigodi, off their new album, which is on, what is that, ESP disc? Jazz, Japanese label? With a mirror and a magnifying glass. Great stuff from them. And, did I tell you about them?
Mm-mm.
They were called Wars Terror Terrors War, or the other way around, something. And they were going from Bulgaria into Skopje, into Macedonia. I think Greece likes to call it Skopje. Yeah. But the war was on, and the guy put a on the border, put the bazooka in the window. You sure you want to come?
Yeah, we want to go on.
They wanted heavy metal CDs, and they were very disappointed that they didn't have, but they let them through anyway, and got to do play Skopje. The promoter was really into putting on the gig because maybe getting a different vibe than the war vibe that we were going through. So it was really important that the gig went on, and they were able to do it. Those were the cats, Jacobo and Andrea, in the old pad in Tuscany where I did the show
The
chow, in the kitchen where they're cooking up the chow. And when I was in Italy a few weeks ago.
That's commitment there.
Brother Matt, we got a guest with us.
Bangkok Bureau Chief.
Yeah.
Our
correspondent, Miss Peek.
Hey.
Who has been on so many Watt from Pedro shows here at the Love Grotto. Some even at my pad in Pedro when you weren't around, Brother Matt. Right? A couple, Miss Peek. Oh, in fact, I think last year's New Year's show
You
was at her pad, and I called during the show.
During the show.
Yeah, we're getting international today. Breaking new ground.
Yeah, it was actually
show without me.
When I was doing the show, when I was listening back to put it together, put it up on the air, I actually can hear her come over and click the mouse. There's like no speaking for a long time.
Stop this process.
Then there's giggling, and then you hear the mouse click. So I don't think that was me. In fact, you hear me snoring. I mean, she's asking me something, I'm talking to her, and I just conk out in the middle of a sentence and start snoring. And so she starts laughing. And clicks the show off. So anyway, Miss Peek's been a guest on Watt from Pedro show a bunch of times, and now we thought maybe we were going to lose her because she's moved to Bangkok maybe 5 weeks ago, Thailand.
Almost.
And
half.
The reason you're hearing her is she's via Skype and coming over Brother Matt's machine. What's that?
Technology.
Yeah, it's through technology. And we thought she was lost, but because of this technology, she still is aboard. And, in fact, she can be our eyes away from Pedro. Brother Matt has been to Thailand a couple times, right?
Just once.
Just once?
Yeah.
Okay, then it was Richard Bonney, because he had a sister-in-law or something. But I've never been there. And was the last time you were in Thailand, Pete?
About 5 years ago for a few days on my way somewhere else. But before that was another 5 years.
So it was just a stopover in transit.
Yeah. So from India to Europe.
You got the lingo down pretty well still?
I find out that I haven't when I had to argue with someone.
What, vernacular, slang and stuff?
Sharp?
No, it's more like when I have to tell my mom what I'm trying to do and what couch surfing is, for instance.
Oh, well, speaking with your ma. It's with your ma.
Like, that's what's way obvious, because if I don't make my point clearly, it's sort of problematic.
What about if you're at a restaurant and you got to ask where to piss? Can you do that?
Those things, yeah, of course, that's okay. Easy. But I have a problem trying to translate some kind of abstract idea into a language that doesn't really do that.
What they do, they probably use the Farang word, right?
Yeah, and they look at me weird for it. And then I realized a lot of Thai adapted a lot of English words.
Yeah.
And when I know that it's an English word, I try to have a habit of pronouncing it like in the way that I know. And they just look at me like, where the hell did you come from?
Because they got their own way of doing the English.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. Now, you were born in Los Angeles. But
yep.
your folks are from Thailand.
Right.
You have an interesting combination of relationships with the United States and Thailand. You're a U.S. citizen, but your people are from there. So besides this, the stopover 5 years ago, when was the last time you spent a lot of time? When you were a girl, right?
No, when, I don't know, about 15 years ago, I came here when I was still a teenager. I came back to run around, and I stayed for 6-7 months on my own, just causing havoc.
Was there a time when you were younger that you did school over there?
I grew up over here in the first part of my life in a really tiny town. And about secondary school and a little bit of art college when I was an adolescent, before I got shipped off to the U.S. as a punishment for getting into art.
Was that Fresno?
Yes.
Yeah. That could be kind of a penal colony. Although my brother lives there, so I shouldn't call it penal colony. That's where my father retired to. And so I spent a lot of time up there. The Clovis part. Do you remember Fresno? It's kind of north.
Clovis, man. That's where you found Clovis, man.
That's right.
Yeah, next to that.
It's kind of the foot of on the way to Yosemite. Yeah.
So I think it's cool what you're doing with the couch surfing deal.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty lively and interesting here. It's, you know, you don't have the same kinds of people coming through, but you have also a ton of them. Also, accommodations are really cheap here. You can find hostel for like a few dollars a night to, you know, whatever more. But which means that people that do couch surf really want to meet people instead of needing a place to stay. So I met some really amazing ones. Who came and never left until, well, a couple of days ago. They just had to do visa run, which means you have to exit and re-enter the country to extend your visa.
Yeah, they call it the visa dance.
Yeah, and some just, you know, wandered off to the south before the end of the year, and they all going to come back to celebrate the New Year's party. And one of them is a really adorable French girl who's going to do a classical Indian dance on New Year's Eve for us.
Nice.
Wow.
So things like that. It's like, it's really amazing the kind of people that come through. And they, you know, they also, because it's cheaper, so their pace is a little bit slower, you know. They can stick around a little longer and change their schedule a little bit if they like it, you know. So they were originally going to stay, this particular pair were going to stay just 2 or 3 days, but they ended up staying like 9 days and coming back for a few more. So,
what country are most of the people from?
You know, it's different. I see a lot of Germans and French, Spanish, And a lot of you know, neighbor, like Filipinos and Malaysians, Chinese, Vietnamese has started to come in, and it's interesting that a lot of geopolitical environment here has also changed up a bit. Like, Vietnam is actually the new Thailand, kind of. People are kind of going there for the exotic. On Burma, actually, everybody kind of wants to head over there because it's still pristine, it's still, you know, not touristy.
Ah. Yeah. Well, all these people that are coming over, what are they mainly speaking? Is it English?
Yeah, pretty much English is the common thing. Although I met a Thai girl who majored in German, and she was telling me how she's more comfortable in speaking in German than English, and that was cute.
Yeah. I know you met some of your friends from when you were living there, and then they came to the U.S. to live. But have you got to meet any of the old days friends on this?
Only a couple, actually. Truthfully, I've been more busy with couchsurfers because I'm kind of spoiled with the options of having people who I can always talk to about different things outside of Thailand.
Yeah.
You know? And also, I think I find more in common about discover, even though in my case it's rediscovering, but I'm a little bit more in common with people who just got here and kind of finding the ways around and confused. But luckily, I think you met her on Skype for a second. There's this girl who's part of a local couchsurfing.
Yeah.
She's Thai, and she signed up practically to hang out with a foreigner so she can practice her English.
Oh, great.
Yeah, and she becomes like...
I'm wondering, because when I meet people from the old days, it's kind of weird. So I wonder if you met any of the old people that never left Thailand.
Yeah, right. I have a friend. I've actually been kind of sort of admittedly dismissive because I just don't have much to talk about with her, so I hardly spent much time with her without starting to get frustrated about, like, oh my god, can you talk about anything else but just a few things that you always talk about all your life?
Kind of new clothes for the Barbie.
Yeah. So, but this other girl that
didn't you have, wasn't there some kind of controversy over the doll? Oh, it was in school, right, in your homemaking class.
What doll?
You guys were supposed to carry around dolls in some kind of homemaking class.
And the doll's pregnant. When you're pregnant, you got a parenting thing, you got to carry the
something
doll.
Something like this. But Pete did some kind of protest.
The home ec with the, you have to carry the doll to pretend like you can be a mother.
Yeah.
That's totally U.S. education,
yeah,
sir.
Yeah, but you did something.
Yeah, I brought the baby doll with a monkey doll.
So in the Thai schools, they figure you learn that at home. They don't have to really teach it to you in school.
No.
So no carrying around baby dolls.
No, we learn how babies came from at a younger age than the U.S.
Okay.
So we don't have to carry the doll in high school.
No monkey doll.
Where did this come from? Oh my god, how to take care of these things?
It's funny because I don't remember having a class like that in school.
No.
I think it was kind of oriented towards women. I think that... are their names? Danzig? No, not Danzig. Jansen? Selick? Three men, they're going to make another one of these motherfuckers.
Oh, Tom Selleck. I don't know.
There's three of them, and they're raising a baby. In Hollywood, you know, because there's hardly any scripts around. They got to just keep regurgitating.
Yeah, bring it back, huh?
Oh, great.
The Holy Trinity.
They're grandfathers by now.
Like, I think there's a hamburger chain that uses this domestic retardation of males here. Like, they put a dude in a supermarket, and you don't know which child to buy. Yeah. So, you know, he doesn't starve to death by stumbling to the hamburger stand and get some already made. He doesn't know how to deal with cooking showers. How many gigs have you been to while you're in these 5 weeks, Pete?
Overall, Bangkok has like so much more music, live music now that I guess in the last 10 years they started. I know the King started jazz school a while back, and
the King's a saxophone player, right?
Yeah. So ever since, I think the past 10 years, a lot of musicians come up, and it's also, you know, the Thais are doing a lot of things that they think is cool just because it's normal in America.
It's on the TV.
Yeah, it's on in the movie.
But like what you're saying is there's a music scene.
There's a lot of talent really on the street, and... and I see them like it comes with all the other night entertainments, you know, like pubs, clubs, jam sessions, and beer park they have everywhere. So there's always
beer
music.
Garden, oh, like a German thing, yeah.
But 10 years ago, yeah, like beer park. So 10 years ago, it was so hard for me to find a jazz group, and there was only one jazz bass player that was working. The rest were, if it's jazz, it's all Americans playing jazz.
It was foreigners, Farangs.
Yeah, in some hotels. Okay.
But these are homebred. These are Thai people doing.
Yeah, now they are, okay. And they are pretty good actually. I was impressed with a lot of talents going on. But when you were asking about original music, it gave me kind of a challenge. Go look for something, and ended up this girl I was bringing up, her name is Wow. And she's like my right hand person, savior, connection, everything. If she doesn't know about something, she knows someone who does. And she I asked her about local music, and she has no she admits that she doesn't know anything about music. But a day later, she found like it was the last day of this cultural affair event, a week-long event, where there's a bunch of independent music people showcasing either live performance or selling CDs or something. So we ran over there.
Is Wow Bangkok native?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know if she was born here or anything. I didn't ask her about that stuff, but she's pretty,
she's been there a while.
Yeah, she's pretty much, like, I asked about boxing, and she came back with a name who's like owns a boxing stadium.
Wow.
Yeah, she's pretty interesting that way. Although she, you know, she still says she knows nothing about boxing, but here's a guy who owns a stadium's number.
she can go find it.
Yeah,
that's great. You know, because not everyone has the same experiences, and some people just say, whoa, I don't know that, and then it's out of their minds. But to go chase it down, because you don't know, that's a great thing.
Right, but she kind of an exceptional in the way that she does produce a result.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
is normal here is that all the Thai people will want to help you. They want to be the person who can find you what you're looking for.
Yeah.
But just by saying so doesn't make it so. A lot of people say it. Doesn't make it so.
Of course. What was the venue like where this gig was?
The venue is the one today was actually at the cultural center, so it was a little bit different. But
was
when
it
I go
like
around,
a club? Yeah, yeah. Kind of a government thing.
It is, and it's kind of like a government-run 9-story gallery that have different features. Sometimes they have architecture themes. Sometimes they have other themes today.
Oh, yeah.
Me. So, but when I go around town, there's some, you know, some clubs or even some place that is the central point where people, they have a lot of people come through. They would have bands set up in the you know, outdoors. And, right. you know, if it doesn't rain here at night, it's pretty, it's still pretty warm out. So.
What is it right now? It's 1 in the morning there, right? Or 1:36 a.m.
Yeah. yeah.
And it's 10:36 a.m. here in Pedro. So what would you guess the temperature be in?
Probably in the 80s.
I mean, 80s, at 1 in the morning.
Yeah, it's the winter. This is
Merry
cool.
Christmas.
Wait until summer. And but then I'm in an AC room, so that's why I have the cough.
Then what is daytime temperatures?
90s.
Yeah. And then, but there's a lot of rain, so it's like a kind of tropical, humid heat.
Only rained once yesterday for a few minutes.
Only once.
Yeah, since I've been here.
But it usually rains every... So it's kind of like a Hawaii thing, maybe. Warm rain?
No, Hawaii is crazy.
Oh, okay.
Thailand is normal.
Okay, that's good.
It's a rainy season.
So you got a compilation at this gig. Something about Panda?
Yeah, it was from Panda Records.
Yeah, that's the name of the label, Panda Records.
That's the only label I can find.
You sent me over some bands. I'm going to play some music right now, okay? This is from the... What was the name of this compilation?
Let me look. It's called Panda Scream.
Panda Scream. Okay. Here's some music from Panda Scream and what's happening right now. In Bangkok, a lot from Pedro Show.
Take a secret out of the way. Drive by, Saigon, Khoi Te, Rapru, Nang Thai. Sweet, sweet green tea ice cream can make me think a lot of you. Oh, Japanese girl.
From Pedro Show, Weird Stuff from Stuff, Panda Records label, Panda Screams compilation via Miss Peak. We started off with Downers Grove doing the Eastbound Downers doing Downers Grove. What was that Doobie Brothers song? China Grove.
Yeah.
Then Temporary Channel did And I Wish. And we had High School by Adulterer. Adulterer. It's tough. And then finally, Green Tea Wasabi Ice Cream by Wang Miao Uya.
Yummy.
Did I pronounce that right, Pete?
I'm looking now. Wang
Miao Uya. Wang Miao Uya. Which is probably Chinese names of two people, and Wang means group. So,
right.
Most of the people are singing in Thai or English?
What is it?
They sing it in Thai or English?
They're trying to sing it in Thai, but I think a lot of kids are coming back from living abroad are also doing a lot of band things. And I find a lot of, like, especially on MySpace, this girl also did a lot of research for me. She sent me all these links, and they're all on MySpace, and much of them is just, they sing in English.
How was the PA system? They had good sound?
You know what? It's not bad, really.
Okay.
A lot of gear I kind of scoped out a little bit. It's all pretty up there. Not the shiniest, like you would assume. Maybe
no, but not total toy either.
Mm-mm.
Great. Brother Man had a great question, like probably after the gig. What did you chow? Was there something on the streets? What have you been chowing?
That's not even after gig. It's anywhere. Anytime.
They've been eating on the street a lot? A lot of the street chow?
Meat on sticks.
Yeah. Awesome.
But you have to make a you have to make a habit to not go crazy with that. It's practically just boils down to the most desired and craving, as I said, like beef and chicken, fried chicken, a lot of that, and some noodles, lots of noodles stand, and it's like,
what about bugs? What about insects?
So hard to find vegetables on the street.
What about bugs and insects?
Yeah, there's that too, because maybe one in every, I don't know, few dozen stalls will be insects.
So do you have some favorite bugs?
Not me.
You never chow the bugs?
Nope, not knowing.
Even when you were little? What about when you were little?
No, but there is a common sauce dish thing that is made of water beetle.
Yeah.
But it's not like you don't really right out eat the beetles, but I think it's just like it probably has a really strong scent, and it's just kind of mixed in there.
What are you doing? But, like pulling their legs off? And
no, even that, I don't think I ever had it, but it seems common enough. I might have tasted it at one point.
The holidays. Hey, Twan's joined us. Here's Twan via Bangkok there. Get on the other side.
What's happening?
We're doing the Watt from Pedro show, and five weeks ago she moved to Bangkok.
Oh, cool.
So she's our eyes away from Pedro.
Bangkok bureau chief.
Right. Correspondent.
Hi.
You're a shadow.
Yeah, we're in the witness protection program.
Yeah, the problem is the light is behind him.
Yeah.
So Twan, can you move that window? Can you put that window over there? Merry Christmas, Twan.
You too.
No, we're talking about music. She went to a gig and saw some Thai bands.
Yeah?
And we just played some on the show. Yeah. I'm curious about it because, like I said, I've never been there, so I was wondering on the scene. Did you get the chance? You got a chance. Remember one time you brought some old Thai music on from 80s, 70s,
yeah,
kind of folk music? Did you get a chance to meet that cat?
Yeah, I took a bunch of couch surfers to go crash a benefit show, which is like a $2,000 a table show.
Wow.
And we just crashed it.
Yeah, bum rush.
Yeah, totally bum
rush. What was his name?
Surashai Jantimaton Nga is his nickname.
Okay, yeah. I'm sorry for forgetting. Sometimes the Thai names are a little long.
A little.
Oh, it's beautiful, but they are kind of long.
And it's with pride.
You know, you were talking about the movies being a big influence, U.S. movies on the young people there. But you're very close. You know, there's only one market the U.S. movie market doesn't dominate, and you're very close to them. It's India.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, are the Indian movies big in Thailand?
No.
The Bollywood? What? No, that's just for India. No. Huh?
Anything Indian is would be, you know, other than the obvious curry, spices. It's more of fabric and fashion-ish.
No, I was talking about the cinema, the movies.
Yeah, I know, but no.
But Thailand's got a lot of production going on its own, right?
Yeah.
There's all kinds of shoots going on.
Well, Mr. Carradine, I think, did his last...
Yeah.
Before hanging it up.
You had to go there.
I should make a list of famous people who have...
Did they ever find out? You know, they tried to blame a lot of Thai situations on that, right? How did it... the family did or something.
It's not my son.
Yeah. Right, he would have never done that. And there's something about the maid, and something about why weren't the why nobody shows up on the camera. And do you know what happened? I mean, that's some trivial kind of shit.
Mm-hmm. Well, surprisingly,
he did bum rush Bruce Lee's concept. Was it Kung Fu Bruce Lee's concept?
Makes sense that it would be.
Well, he was hired on by a guy who stole it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everything's stolen in Hollywood, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. You're one of the biggest fans of Hollywood. Remember the last show Twan was on? That was great.
About Roger Corman. I felt bad. I should have kept my mouth shut.
Did he get an award or something?
Probably. And he should have.
He was up for... Anyway, I was curious because Thailand is so close to India, and India makes like 200 or 300 movies a month, but maybe it's just for that massive, I don't know, 1.2 billion population. It's the only market we don't dominate with movies because they have their own homebrew. And but you're saying more with fashion and fabric.
Not that I know that I don't. You know, it's not on the radar at all. Unless there's a cult of Indian movie lovers somewhere, I haven't seen it.
No, but you're saying the India influence in Thailand is more about fashion and fabric?
More, you know, maybe a little bit of dance. Yeah, it's art, maybe. Yeah.
What about music?
No.
Okay. And in
but more Japan. Japan has a bigger influence here with all the cutesy shit around.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And when you hear these young bands playing, you don't hear any of the traditional Thai music in it, do you?
You hear gamelans. Well, it's coming back around enough that, you know, they were there's a lot of bands for a while, especially in the 80s and 90s, that are just pretty much cover bands. You know, they just do all the same songs, like, you know, John Denver or some The Eagles.
Right, right.
But,
so, if it was a blindfold test, you might not know their Thai.
Right, but yeah, except their funny accent. But now it's coming around where, you know, all this expats return.
Yeah.
And bringing just probably similar to me, like bringing back Western influence, but fascinated with the Thai background and customs and instruments, and that incorporate all that stuff back in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think one of the bands I sent you to a website is like they do a lot of jazz rock fusion into and then into a song composition, and then they sing Thai through it.
So it's kind of a fusion, a mixture, a little bit.
Yeah, with the one especially I brought up was they used an old Thai rock tune.
Right. We're going to play that a little later in the show, a band called Rashomon. That was very interesting. You could hear a lot of jazz, a lot of strange things in that.
Yeah. And
you know what's great? Girl. What's great about that song is at the end they all start laughing.
Maybe I haven't heard the end because MySpace kept choking over here.
Well, it wasn't choked. They start laughing at the end. But they did a good job. They deserve... Thai people like to laugh, right?
Smile and laugh, yeah.
Yeah.
And apparently getting pissed off in public is very looked down upon, so
yeah, right.
I'm kind of losing my vibe here.
Oh, because of that scowl thing that you're so proud of.
Yes.
It's not swinging well with the locals. Maybe a mask. Maybe you need to wear a happy mask.
Right. I still can judge you with by my stare.
Yeah.
Over the mask.
With the mask. Or maybe a full head thing, you know, like a mouse. Or no, it's Year of Tiger coming up. You could get a tiger head.
Great. Nobody would notice that at all.
Nah, you know, you're sort of a blend of different things, too. And maybe, like your friend, Wow. She digs it.
Yeah.
You know? So
she loves me, and I
yeah,
will say,
you know
why?
What I mean? Because you bring a trippy thing there. You've gained some experience. We're at the end of the first hour of December 27, 2009, Wapping Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two with a foreign correspondent, Pete, from Bangkok. December 27, 2009, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show. Down while of your day, like a cup of joy, my son. Watt from Pedro show. Started off the second hour there with some hardcore from Thailand. That first tune was Thailand Street Punk by Bangkok Alcohol. And then we heard One for All by 10 Baht per hour. Now baht is a unit of money over there, right, Pete?
Right.
What is it at right now?
About 32-33 per dollar.
32-33 baht per dollar. B-A-H-T. And I don't know why anybody would call their band that unless they're, what, prostitute?
No.
What are they called? Tui?
Oh, no. Katai means the...
Katai. Katois.
Katois.
The lady men, right?
Oh, lady boys.
Lady boys, yeah.
Well, lady boys are just gay.
I thought it's more of a... I thought you said it had something to do with them in a former life. Or something with the family. The family did bad, so one of the sons has got to be blessed with that.
I read it somewhere that if you cheat on your wife, you will be born in the next life as a lady boy. Because
that's
you'll be
happened.
A woman trapped in a man's body as a karma.
Right.
Or whatever appropriate term.
Right. So, you know... I guess part of dealing with it is 10 baht per hour. And then Every Fist You Throw by Born From Pain. And then we heard something, this cat named Ekachai. And he's a cello player. And he did Elfentanz, which is German for Dance of the Elves. And I think... educated in Malay and with classical training to show you the other kind of hardcore going down in the Bangkok.
Yeah, both extremes.
It's amazing. We were talking about hardcore music and how universal it is, no matter what the country, what the language, what kind of bugs are eating. It still has that hardcore flavor.
Crank it up so high.
And that Mohican look. It's great, man. I'm going to play a little bit from Paris, you know, home of the Louvre. And, you know, remarkable similarities to Bangkok hardcore. And, I don't know, Orange County, England stuff. The universal language. It's also kind of timeless, too. Have you been cooking at home?
No.
So you said you're trying to avoid the street. Is your ma cooking?
No.
No.
First of all, the kitchen is crazy.
We should talk about the pad. The pad's a five. It's an old family home, right? Five stories high.
Yeah. Imagine a track building that's stuck together. And it goes five story high, and it got divided into these narrow strips of individual unit.
Yeah, because basically it got turned into like storage, right? People weren't living there.
Yeah, it's like it's really hard to park, and you know if you drive, you're always gonna get stuck just here. The traffic is kind of not trafficy, but the light. It's too close to the light and it's long.
Yeah.
You know, intersection lights here have a countdown on the green or red.
Yeah.
So I watch like some of them is brutal because the time changes. Countdowns changes depending on the time of the day. It could be like, you know, 80 seconds.
80 seconds between green and red.
Yeah, you just sit and watch 250 seconds and you. Gets really crazy, but the family is kind of inconvenienced to for many reasons. So nobody lived here for regularly for almost 20 years, and
right.
They just keep.
Oh, you're saying the location in Bangkok is like not happening.
It's a good location as far as public transportation goes,
but not for having a car.
Yeah, but my family's all car people, so. Nobody wants to live here for that.
Scooters are big in Bangkok, right?
Yeah. Lots of scooters.
You can't get the family on scooters?
Right.
So anyway, the house was not being used. And so you've come back and to turn it into a couchsurfing.com hostel.
Well, I kind of neglected to tell them all that before I got here.
No, you were bringing the big surprise.
Yeah, I mean, you know, gotta bring home something.
So what you're doing is you're moving a lot of the stuff in storage, right?
Well, the storage itself is not really common over here to have a storage, so people just kind of live with their stuff.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, but the more land you own, the more stuff you can accumulate in some families, you know. And maybe that's give them more incentive to buy more land, I don't know. I mean, my stuff from like 15, 20 years ago is still here.
Still there.
I have like my art school, like, study books I just found. I was looking through it. I'm like, shit, I study this stuff. It's pretty hard.
What about all those monkey dolls?
No monkey dolls in Los Angeles.
We've got a little fire.
Hazmat unit.
It's the hazmat unit doing a practice run on Sunday.
Neighborhood speed lab.
Sorry about that, Pete. Mm-hmm. It's hard to hear over the whine of the siren. So, actually, you're putting it to some use towards humans and not possessions.
The thing is, like, because nobody has been living here, also because the water system, the plumbing is all weird, and it has also some damage because of neglect and flood, because there's some blockage on the top floor mm-hmm. when it really rained, it really flooded the house, and this house has really beautiful wooden floor back in the day. And because of all amount of stuff that's sitting on top of the floor, plus the flood, and so a lot of wood damage also, and the kitchen has some other damage going on, and it kind of...
Probably a little bit of mold.
Mold in the beds and things that I tried to throw out. That's a whole other story. It's like my family still insists on keeping moldy beds, and I was just like about to do not on that. It's actually not family. It's my mother specifically.
Well, she's kind
and
of
she's
family.
Like, she's a dentist, and I'm like, okay, dentist is not medical, but is science enough for you to know that sleeping on moldy bed is not good for you? Jeez.
Yeah, so. But Pete, come on. She went through some pain to yank you out of her.
So. Yeah, but, you know, she...
But it ends there?
No moldy bed. In that agreement. So.
That's one of many, many ridiculous stories. So
No, it's great. You haven't spent time with your mom in a while,
huh? The house and kitchen is not usable. Gonna have to dump some money in that to make it.
Oh, so you can start making chow then. But you haven't spent time with your mom in a while now, right?
Making me chow. That's the goal.
Is not to need chow?
The couch surfers can make me food.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, and that's the other thing was kind of funny about it, because all the couchsurfers who have been here, they are really into helping, because, you know, they appreciate it, and they also...
Well, you probably guilt them out.
What? Oh, I wouldn't kick them out.
Guilt, G-U-I-L-T.
Yeah, I kind of have that. Not guilt as much as like, oh, you have to impress me. You are not special unless you do something extraordinary.
Right. Like, you don't want them just jumping through the hoop. You want them burning their ass, jumping through the fiery hoop.
I'm not expecting anything, really. There's a bunch of them have helped me, like, because I got so much floor to clear, and there's just tons of heavy boxes that I have to bring, instead of getting rid of it, which I tried, they want me to take it up to the very top floor.
And move it around, right, okay.
Yeah, so we just sort of like teamed up and, you know, just go for it. And it's been amazing. Yeah.
Hey,
they
Pete.
Help clean. They help everything. I love them.
Yeah.
Also, ever.
I think you attract people like that. You know, you haven't spent a lot of time with your ma. This is coming back with her.
In 20 years.
Yeah,
yes.
20 years. So what's that like?
I practically stopped talking to her 20 years ago.
Yeah, good, good.
With occasional couple mandatory, like, grandma's funeral.
No, but I think there's a period for young people to become their own self. You have to kind of put a little distance. But now, after 20 years, do you like talking with her?
I no, not at all.
Okay.
But again, I have to bring her up often. WoW has been more than just, you know, connections. She's also my translator. I would ask her to tell my mom things.
Wow.
And she knows what couchsurfing is, so she would sit and listen and talk to my mom and make everything smooth. And yeah, she's a...
Tell me this. Has your ma sit down and told you what she thinks of what you've become?
No, it's not like that. It's more like whatever I'm doing is not cool. Like, you know, like throwing trash out is not cool for some
reason.
Oh,
yeah, you've come to disturb her life.
Yeah, or whatever is order of things, however unhealthy I seem it is, but it just feels like what I think overall is that she didn't have no idea what I do at all.
Yeah, right. Well, you didn't talk to her for 20 years. How could she know what you were doing?
Well, by somebody else telling her.
Ah.
It's like, it's funny. It's not funny, but my mom asked how my dad was.
Oh.
And I turned around and I'm like, are you not aware that he died this year?
Wow. That happened almost a year ago, right?
Yeah, almost a year ago. She just wanted to hear it from me. I guess she's just waiting for me to tell her, but I think she heard it somewhere else. And I guess she just wanted to see if I was going to tell her or talk about that stuff.
Maybe a tiny bit of dysfunction in this family.
No, not the family, just me and her.
Okay.
Everybody else is perfect.
Okay, so just kind of a interesting dynamic then.
Yeah. Well, but you know, like today, I guess I got less angry, and I started telling her some stories in LA and stuff. It's kind of funny, actually.
You were less angry.
Yeah, I usually. Admittedly, always enter the conversation with a huge defense. Like,
you begin it that way.
Yeah. So, but today I get to tell her some stories, which, you know, with some.
Yeah, what I think is it's going to be kind of healthy in a weird way, that because this is what I found with my ma. Younger, totally under, you know, getting beat with a Hot Wheel track and shit like that. And then. When I got, I had to go away, become whatever Mike Watt was as a less younger man. And then my ma was more a peer, like a friend, and less superior, higher rank, even though she has still have big respect for her. It's not like so much having to parent me. And I find they become more like your... I mean, I don't call her by her first name or anything, but it's more the dynamic change from getting beat with the Hot Wheel track days, and I think maybe this will happen here. You guys will become more like friends and less so much almost like a military thing with parent and child, you know?
Right. Yeah. Sure, but still, you know, there's a huge cultural...
You probably have a reservoir of resentment that runs many thousands of fathoms deep.
No, it's more like cultural expectation that no matter what,
that's
what,
right.
That the child always take care of your parents.
Yeah.
And I'm a child, and it's kind of, you know, I'm a little bit on the fence with that.
You don't want to take care of her.
Well, I'm just not planning to, I don't know. It's not, I don't know. It's hard to say. It's almost, I feel like I'm going to get arrested for saying that I wasn't planning on that.
Okay.
But, okay. But it's almost like if I can take care of like some strange house surfers, you know, it's almost like...
Yeah, that's what happens. You'll just like you start incorporating into your consciousness her as one of your couch surfer people.
Yeah, and she loves all the couch surfers after she got to know them. At first she's like, I don't want any strange people coming in here.
Yeah,
the neighbors are talking about all the foreigners coming in here like a whorehouse and blah, blah, blah. No, this is very normal. And I'm like, you know, you don't know what you're talking about. People talk because they don't have any information. And, and then it went worse from there.
But she got to know them and it changed.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and they all talk to her. That's the thing, because she's, you know, a long history of all things. She's sort of alienated a lot of people out of her life out of various reasons.
Yeah.
And these people were actually interested in her. And, you know, she speaks English well. So it's like she actually was... It's almost like they were my extension of people. So
she just
felt more like a family than ever, I guess.
Yeah, and that's great.
Yeah, so that's they all, great. Like, you know, show her pictures of their vacation and all these things. And, you know, she laughed. She loved it. And now, like, some of them left and she just kept asking where they went.
She misses wants them. Back.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they had a clean slate. They had no history with her.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But
I think it'll get more of that way with you and her, too. After a while, all that past will go under the bridge.
Well, it's different because my family is really not into, like, being friends with strangers kind of thing. Because they are somewhat wealthier-ish. You know, so they're really conservative, and we are a large family, so just keeping up with family alone is already kind of hard enough.
Yeah, right.
And so this is like, there's a lot of grounds is being broken here.
But this was a good reason for you to go back?
Yeah, I mean, when my father passed away, I sort of like felt like maybe at least there's some kind of an effort to... I don't know, maybe I felt it was for the better, even though I kind of felt really weird to my, you know, every part of my, everything, but...
Your every part of everything.
My being.
That's a lot of it.
But I felt, you know, overall it was...
It's pretty total. But you took on that every part of everything.
It's also a long shot, but when I met up with the photographer in New York, and he said something about, you know, going doing things that make you uncomfortable.
Yeah, right.
This would be the ultimate of all. So
you took on the big daddy
at the end.
I'm very proud of you, Pete. Very proud. I'm going to play a little bit of music from France, because it just struck me the similarities a little bit. And then we'll play some more Thai music. Wat Phu Phi Do Sho.
and he's back to St. Petersburg now, and it's cold, and he's freezing his ass off.
What's this?
What's that?
Peak? Something about a couch surfer?
Yeah, I met in L.A. This young guy, and he's in St. Petersburg, very bored and sort of bummed out about being in Russia, so he's actually was more excited about coming out here and help me with the project, so he's going to possibly, maybe, very likely fly out here in a couple weeks to come help me clean up the house.
But you met this cat in L.A., you just never brought him here to the show.
Right.
Okay. And he went back home to Russia, and now he's bored. Yeah. Now he wants to come to Bangkok and help with the... Does the pet have a name? Have you named it yet?
Ivan. No, what?
No, not.
You gotta have a name for your pet.
Yeah, Ty.
Oh, right. No, I'm not decided yet. Pad Thai. I think somebody else came up with a worse joke. Anyways, this intersection is called Sapan Kwai, which means Buffalo Bridge.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that because it's I assume to be the next area where they will get developed a little bit more.
Ah. What do you mean, like the condos?
Near the SkyTrain is very convenient.
Oh, the SkyTrain's coming.
It's there already.
Oh, it's already there. Okay.
It's in between two. I mean, yeah, it's right here. And.
Oh, that's what you were talking about, the public transportation very good there.
Mm-hmm. And taxi is really cheap, but that's not public.
No, and the traffic's kind of plugged, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then the problem with the traffic light's taking forever. Oh, I should say what we heard. We heard some music from France. First we heard Fallout, Do You Compute? Then Broken Days by Crippled Old Farts. Then Ted by Unlogistic. And Onanism by Ultracoy. And if you notice, a lot of that was in English. So all these people that I meet that are so knowledgeable about France and never been there, and like they won't use English with them. Well, there's four punk bands all doing it. And I think in the older days, there was a lot of non-English. I remember the early days of me playing Italy, there was hardly any English. But with young people, it's not just Bangkok, but all over, people are learning English as a middle language. And so some of these stuck-up people listening to, I don't know, Limbaugh, Hannity, all these of the... Talk about, you know, your mother overcame her foreign fear, but these cats, you know, they try to brainwash U.S. people into thinking foreigners are so hung up on, I don't know, getting hate on us.
Mm.
And I really just met these people. That's why I love your, Peak, your thing with the couchsurfing.com stuff. And you bringing it over there, you doing it here. Great thing. Oh, what about, have you gone into the water? You don't like water, do you?
No.
You know, you never did paddle with me once here. Yesterday I was in the harbor. I mean, a whole, maybe 17, 18 dolphin pod came up and swam right by me in the harbor, not even in the sea. I got some little movie of it I made. I mean, it was wild. They were kind of dark on the top and light, almost porpoise looking, you know? Almost two-tony.
Mm.
And man, and hearing them breathe. And they're doing their swimming. It was really wild. And, of course, the pelicans, we know where the fish is.
Mm-hmm.
Where these guys are. So I had all these situations with the pelican and the dolphins together.
Yeah, some bitching pelican shots.
Yeah, some good ones, huh?
Little dolphin leaping.
Christmas Day, there was an orange light that lasted maybe 45 minutes. Usually that light is only a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So I got some good Pedro. I rode my bike down to Carrillo.
Mm-hmm.
And went to the pier and stuff. Man, Santa brought a lot of biker toys.
Yeah.
A lot of dick extender biker toys. That's so you know who came here at Peak? When was the 23rd? Was that Wednesday?
Yeah.
Yeah. Carla Bozulich. She hadn't been to Pedro.
Oh.
She's from here. And
Right.
She brought a photographer and a writer, some friend of hers.
What? That's awesome.
Yeah, yeah. Now, her birthday was the 24th, but she came to Pedro, and Richard Bonney was here.
Oh, wow.
Richard Bonney came down to...
Birthday's on the 25th.
Hers is the 25th?
Yeah, I think so.
I thought it was the 24th. Okay, maybe you're right. But it's close to that. And so she came down, and then Richard Bynum, we went down to some old places where she was as a young woman growing up in Pedro. And kind of nostalgia for her.
So was she in school the same time as you?
No, no, no. She's maybe even younger than Richard Bynum. Maybe she's 6-7 years younger than me. So I didn't go to school with her. I met her when she was about 16, and she was singing with Joey 8, had a band called the Invisible Chains. Joey's no longer with us, and Kevin Woods too, the guy who played bass, he's dead too. Man, we lost a lot of Pete. Second Man was doing this gig downtown at the Redwood, you know, and a cat named Ray Needs was there, who I've conked at his pad a few times when he's living in Boston. He moved out here to Cali. And he's talking to me and my man. In fact, he had just moved to a new pad in Boston and comes to the gig and, yeah, conk at my new pad where I'm staying now. But he couldn't remember where he lived. So and the parking was like way out. So the name of the tour was our Oars Became Wings, or something like that. I took it from Dante. It was for the second opera. And it was with Pete and Raul. So Pete's there. And Pete remembers, you know, because what happened was after about an hour, Pete starts going, our feet became bloody stumps. Pete was having to drag his sleeping conch sack and a fucking big old suitcase. And I don't know. All of us was waiting. Now, finally, Ray broke down and, like, waved down a taxi guy. You know, here's $20, man. Take us there. It was one block away. Yeah. Anyway, we're going through all these stories and old stuff, and after the gig, his wife takes pictures of us and all this, and he dies in his sleep the next day, 42 years old.
Oh, man.
Yeah. And a friend of Carla's died yesterday, or day before yesterday, Vic Chestnut, the singer.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Been in a chair a long time since a car wreck. Yeah. Kind of a heavy thing for losing folks. But for her, in Pedro, we ate at Enchilada House. She hadn't ate there since a teenager. Yeah.
Yeah, Red Chili Peas still rock.
Yeah, big time. It's a lady and her ma.
Yeah.
Basically. I mean, from the 70s, I remember it at least.
Yeah, I used to work right across from that adult school there.
They're my family now.
Really?
My cousin married the son.
The son, all right.
Yeah.
Man, that's some good chow.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah,
and it's Econo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so Carlo is over there. You know, Pete, that I'm going Tuesday to Tokyo.
Right.
Right? Now, you might have a trip to New York City, right?
Maybe.
And you were saying that you do a one-day stopover in Tokyo?
Yeah, I mean, if...
But you don't know until the 29th.
Right, 29th, you're...
And that's the day I leave, that's
it's
Tuesday.
It's today, but tomorrow, pretty much, yeah.
Leaving you hanging. That would be neat, because you've never been there, huh?
Not really,
and
yeah.
And where would you fly? What day would you fly and stop over?
I haven't looked... I would be choosing the most inconvenient day to you.
Like what, when we're in the studio?
Yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
No, but that would be great, because you could take pictures of us in the studio. That's January 4th to... January 5th to 8th. 5,
okay.
6, 7, 8, we're in the studio. We're going to play a New Year's gig on the 31st.
Really?
Yeah.
You sure not on the 1st?
Well, no, it starts on the 31st.
Okay.
In fact, we go on, brother, sister, daughter goes on at 11:40. So 20 minutes before midnight, before New Year's.
Wow.
It'll go on, I guess we stop, stop in the set and do a countdown. I mean, they call them countdown gigs there, you know, so.
What's that? I saw something on the news about, what is becoming obsolete this decade. I was actually taking it personal when film camera is one of them.
Film camera, wow.
So mad.
Right.
But also
a lot of Speak's work was scanning.
Yeah.
Film. Letter writing is another one I got mad at.
Another one you got mad at?
Another obsolete thing is letter writing.
Letter writing. Yeah. Yeah.
So. But yeah, I can't believe it's been another decade. I thought we just went through the,
Well, at least we're moving to something called the tens or the teens. I didn't know. What were we supposed to call this? Oh, to 09. The O's?
The naughties.
The naughties?
Yes.
The naughties.
The north. Naughty. Naughties.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Is that era when everything went downhill?
You think it was a bad time? Yeah. Probably like most decades, mixed bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is a mixed bag, but it's, you know, you got wars and recession and...
Yeah. It seems like all decades have a little bug, but when are we free of that shit?
Yeah, but, you know, this decade is also have a rapid information system where everybody knows about a little bit of everything.
Yeah, that definitely has changed, yeah. You're right about that.
And it made it worse somehow.
Oh, you mean it kind of magnifies it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's play a little bit more time music here. Okay.
Thank you.
Watt from Pedro Show. We just heard What I Say by Lobster Killed Me. They're not from Thailand, they're from Paris, but I fucked up in... I think they're from... And I know they're from France, but I met them to play with the other French bands, and I fucked that up, so sorry. But belong that. And before that, we heard two Thai bands. To the Speaker by Nakadia. How would you pronounce this, Peek? Nakadia.
Mak. What? Didn't get that.
Nakadia.
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 Makadia. I don't know. I have to see if it's a Thai word at all.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And then before that, something you flowed me, High Velocity Flying Lotus. And
yes.
By Rashomon. Kind of like the Kurosawa movie. You know, that became like a kind of technique in Hollywood movie making when you say there's a Rashomon moment. It's the truth is very subjective. And in a movie, you're detached enough, you can see the characters are seeing the... telling it how it is through their eyes with their truth, but because they're in different perspectives, they're different truths existing at the same time. So they say that's a Rashomon moment. Now, you said this High Velocity Flying Lotus isn't the actual title that was renamed?
Right. It was a Thai name of Floating Lotus, I think that's the name, but it was referring to a working class guy who came into the city and just worked or something. Just another story of a local, you know, person coming from the farmland and out of desperation and get jobs and just sort of survive. But it's kind of like with a slight touch of political activism in there with this particular band that they were covering.
Yeah.
But the band got extremely popular because they were the first one that used like a more louder rock to rock out some, I don't know, common stories like that, you know?
Sure, sure. Yeah. The reworking of old Thai themes.
Yeah.
And bring it, also, making them contemporary.
You get on all kinds of different classes of people, which is kind of interesting about that band. They kind of covered many classes of people, you know, from the educated to the poor, because of their music is so accessible.
Yeah.
So, but they're still around. They started their own brand of power drinks.
Of course, that's always the next step, isn't it? Yeah. The power drink.
No longer we have Red Bull.
And you write some songs, you do some gigs, you set up the power drink.
Natural
we're at the end of the second hour of December 27, 2009, last Watt from Pedro show of the year. Back soon with Hour 3 and Brother Matt in a spin cycle.
Of any sort. And I was just, I can't think because, you know, the city is not that organized. So I'm like, how do people go to the bathroom? And somebody's actually I was joking. I was like, do you wear diapers? And they're like, it's been advised that you just wear diapers.
Whoa.
That it's almost like official advice.
So lots of people are holding.
It's a party.
It's a party.
A lot of folks are holding.
So
Bangkok, not the home of the many restroom. But the home of the many diaper.
Maybe.
I'm just saying, well, I should tell people it's the third hour of December 27, 2009, Pedro show. Now we're getting into some very interesting...
bathroom talk.
Yeah, yeah. Facets of Bangkok life. Speak says, there's hardly any heads, so she made a joke about maybe diapers, and you got the head nod.
That wasn't a joke.
Yeah.
That's a strategy.
But maybe somebody just, you know, like, messing with me.
Just playing along?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Do you think the Thai sense of humor is kind of subtle, or is it like a slapstick in your face kind of thing?
Very slapstick.
Ah.
And that's another reason why.
Maybe they weren't playing along.
Yeah. But who knows? I mean.
That's another thing, what?
Oh, I said another thing that I kind of find, like, I'm a little bit on the, a little bit off, is that my sense of humor don't really come through very well. It doesn't translate.
Oh, that dry thing you got.
And I ended up laughing at a lot of things that are just normal.
Yeah. Well, part of your mission is get Thai people used to folks like you. I think that's part of the mission, so it's okay.
What is it?
To bring variety, your type of variety to them.
You're an ambassador.
Yeah, you're ambassador.
What do they think?
It doesn't matter what they think. You're going to bring.
Oh yeah, no,
you're
going to
bring
it.
Thank you.
But you know, there's a lot of us now. I mean, I think people are coming back with, you know, other experiences and shaping up mostly the arts. You know, the arts is the first to come through that sort of make some kind of difference, like the movies. And there's like a lot of movie directors is becoming like getting a lot of world's attention.
That's great.
And then now music is everywhere. That's an obvious Western influence. And I know photography and art too, but I know art has always been strong, just not commercial, mm-hmm. not very commercial before. But photography has another whole other thing, but people who do a lot better are either foreigners or people who lived in foreign countries.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all very interesting. We're going to listen to Brother Matt do a spin cycle now. It's very unusual. We've never had him do it in the third hour before, but we spaced. Your entire adventure is so interesting. We lost track. So, Brother Matt, if you would.
Cool. Here we go.
begun. Songs of madness and obsession.
Thank you. to deliver ourselves from this twisting, torturing evil. We must save our nation from decay and deliver our children from the horrors of perversion. We must make our land, the land of the free, a safe home. Oh God, deliver us, America, from evil.
Thank you.
very much, Brother Matt.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Is Peek still with us there?
Yeah, Peek is back. Hey, Peek.
Hey, Peek.
Hi.
Now, that was Brother Matt's spin cycle. What was your impetus and motivation for this cycle?
Sunday morning, super fat, chill, coffee, Kahlua, bong hit type of thing.
Can you get into that, Peek?
Awesome.
Peek, people who've never been to Thailand and want to go there, what's your advice?
Like you?
For somebody like, I didn't want to be so egotistical, but like anybody from anywhere that wants to come visit to Thailand, they ain't been there before, what would be your advice?
Well, the thing is, like, a lot of people who have never been here probably are not a habitual traveler to begin with, because everybody who does travel at all have been here. I mean, outside of, you know, your case, your strange case. But
a lot of my travels work, Peek, and that's why you got to get the gigs happening over there.
Exactly. So it still has that opposing culture of being Eastern Asian country, and it's one of the cheapest, safest place that you can visit, and the culture is really accommodating, and there's nothing, you have to be a little bit not naive to get into some kind of weird scam, but it's one of the most welcoming countries you can visit. And,
But what kind of advice? Like, should you fart loudly in public?
As much as you can, especially the touring.
I mean, for example, would you have...
A little customs, I think. Just be modest, that's one thing. People don't like egotistical anyone.
Ah, great.
Yeah, and it's a culture of harmony, you know, you just kind of keep the peace, you don't really raise your voice and make fusses so much, and you don't touch people's heads that are older than you, you don't point your feet at people, you always, you know, respect the elder, respect the king, respect the monks and the temples, and... You know, don't touch monks if you're a woman.
Is there some great temples close to Bangkok or in Bangkok?
There are temples in every few blocks.
No tank tops or sandals, huh?
The which one?
No tank tops or sandals. When you go to the temple, you gotta dress properly.
Right. Yeah, you have to dress, you know, like a little bit conservative.
I mean, are all the temples the same, or is some more outstanding, would you say? Like an artistic...
That's funny. It's sort of, there's a few that are kind of grander than others,
yeah.
But temples are more like a social community center here.
Mm-hmm.
And they, you know, they build up just to have, where people go for, it's almost like part of daily routine or a special day, like birthdays and things. Like, I was told to go to the temple on my birthday. Last week.
Our birthday.
Yes.
Me and Peek are born on the same day. Same date, not really. I'm a little ahead of
you. I believe you did a show on that day. Didn't tell
right
me.
Right here. It was last week. Brother Matt.
We thought of you, though.
We thought of you.
And the temple is where you get fed if you are down and out, or a place to sleep. And that goes with, you know, unwanted pets also go there.
Wow. What, like cats and dogs?
Yeah, cats and dogs and whatever, rabbits. And, so...
There's a lot of rabbits.
So it kind of serves more like a, you know, different function here than like a place of worship, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Like a church.
Yeah. So this is where you go do good deeds.
There's a lot of rabbits?
I said rabbits is because, like, there is up the street from where I live, it's about 10-15 minutes walk is a famous weekend market where it's like, I don't know how many acres, but it's like 5,000 stalls with all kinds of merchandises, and part of it is a pet section.
Yeah.
And but when I used to live here some years ago, I used to go, you know, go hang out over there, and sometimes end up coming home with pygmy owls.
Pygmy owls.
Yeah,
are birds big pets in Thailand? There's a lot of birds.
There are parrots. Yeah, parrots. There
yeah,
are parrots. Little colorful birds.
Yeah.
And I used to come home with rabbits and dogs, puppies like that, something like that. But they did a, you know, crack down on endangered species protection and stuff.
Yeah.
That I think that's also part of a Western influence, for better or worse. They you know, try to be more conserving of the nature and such.
More
so
protective.
So that,
yeah.
Yeah, there's no crazy animals in that market anymore. It's just puppies and kittens.
Okay.
And squirrels and rabbits.
What about monkeys? Do you see monkeys a lot?
No, you know, I haven't seen it in town, but, you know, there's still there's a famous province some few hours north of here that is full of monkeys.
Wow.
I've never been there
speaking
before.
Speaking of the provinces, you've been there 5 weeks and you've just been in Bangkok. Are you going to go out to the more rural areas?
I did ran over to the very northern part of Thailand once. It's called Chiang Rai, and my half sister was in town. She lives in LA, and she wanted somebody to go with. So we took an overnight train to Chiang Rai. It took 11 hours, and got there at 7 in the morning, and went to this. It's actually an art project, but it's an all white temple. Like everything is made in white, and it's like ultra hyper ornate Thai design. That is actually an art project, but this one artist designed it and have a bunch of people work. It's alive. It's still being made.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Like inside the wall of temple, usually is a story of you know, like a very typical old story that you heard, like, you know, grand warfare between good and evil. So that's kind of normal in some, you know, temple with those kind of paintings.
Yeah.
But this temple has like Superman in it and Spider-Man and Star Wars going on in there.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, and Matrix and all the popular culture.
So it ain't that old, yeah. Baby.
No, it's not. It's being built like it's live. It's being made right now.
Yeah, contemporary.
Like,
yeah,
it's work in progress. I mean,
so it's embracing modern myths, Superman and Spider-Man.
And I met the artist, and I got yelled at because I didn't know who he was. Anyways, I asked him a little bit about that. He's like, you know, it's more like a contemporary idea of Buddhism that he's pushed forward. Like the idea of putting all that Western heroes in there is basically to even contrast even more, that even like Western heroes are not compared to the Buddha.
Ah.
Like the grandness of Buddha, which is like on top of the whole painting where he's like all awesome over there.
Right.
Yeah, he's an interesting character, but maybe more on
and
that.
You got yelled? Who was yelling at you? Your half sister?
No, he did. He yelled at me because my thing is always like, I don't want to know somebody who I know is interesting. I don't want to know by like reputation or books or some fanfare. So I just started talking to him because my sister is a huge fan and she's like get all giggly when he's around. So I just like, hi, you know, can I talk to you? And can you tell me basically just like what you want to tell me? And he's like, he started talking to me into it for a minute and realizes that I know nothing about him. So he starts screaming at me like, you don't even fucking know who I am.
Yeah, don't you know who I am?
Yeah,
no, I think the more correct version is, don't you know who I think I am?
Yeah.
Isn't that what it is?
Yeah.
Don't you know who I think I am?
So, I just sat there and take it and I'm like,
well, that was some great naivety. So maybe you taught him a little lesson, superhero lesson.
No, on but the what it is order. Like, I told that to other people, and it's like, oh yeah, he's like that.
Yeah.
He yells at everyone.
Got a full head of steam.
But it's more like, you know, you little nothing person, I have all these grand plans and great, and that's exactly why
that
I'm
sounds
different.
Very healthy.
That's why exactly
you little
I'm
nothing
different.
Person. Boy.
Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, he did
that sounds like Harmony. And
he did this amazing grand project only because he's a super egotistical person. Yeah.
So we forgive him.
So the Thais forgive him because he's like, he's just like that. He's crazy.
But you don't. He's in the little peak book of hell.
Not yet. I actually kind of liked him. He didn't yell at me for hate. He just like, he laughs and then he yells at me and then he laughs.
It was, it was a mixture. Yell and laugh, yell and laugh.
But yeah, so I will get back to him at some point
in time. He's egotistical. No, but that was a great journey. Have you been to the South?
Not yet, and that's not my strength at all. I don't know much of the South because, you know, water freaks me out.
Yeah.
But, you know, I gotta go to...
You know what? I think the water thing's kind of a phobia with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
Life. I have a phobia about life.
Yeah. But this water phobia...
No, not really. I don't know. I just haven't really made it into my lifestyle. But just so you know, like right after New Year's, there might be a little kayak trip.
For you?
Over here. A group of us might go kayaking.
Great.
Mm-hmm. And I'll send you a picture.
I love it. Now, I want you to bring a recorder. I want to hear the paddle splashing on the water.
So where are you going to go paddling? Koh Tao?
I'm not sure, but this girl, again, she's hooking us up. I think it's maybe a river. I'm not sure.
Ah, I've never paddled a river.
Yeah.
So you'd be ahead of me there.
Yeah. Yeah, see, already. First time.
All the time. Speaking of our birthday last week, Nels had his first gig with this band Fig.
How was that?
I have a recording of one of the songs. I recorded some of the gig. And so, in fact, I'm not going to play the song, but the last song they did was called Happy Birthday, Mike Watt. And the lyrics were like, it was intense lyrics. It was like, we love you, Mike Watt. Thank you for being born, Mike Watt. Stuff like that. Yeah, it was intense. But what we got here is a song they called Tokyo Night Janitor. And I'll play that now, and we'll come right back to you.
This is our first Fig engagement. We'd like to thank Watt for asking us to play. Happy birthday, Mike Watt. Okay, that was called We Were Made For This, in case you couldn't guess. The one before that is called Every Moment, and this is called Tokyo Night Janitor.
I love you guys. You're really great. I do. Kick ass shit.
Thank you.
Fig. Sing it all.
Thank you.
Love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
when I was a little boy.
From Pedro Show, that was Snore, a Florida band doing Hee Haw live. And then another live thing, Tokyo Night Janitor by Fig, a new band, Nels Klein, Yuka Honda. Their first gig was me and Peek's birthday last week in Prospector, Long Beach.
Ooh.
That was a great gig. Yeah, Raymond Kane, Money Mark.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, it was great, man. And new band, Motoko Honda, Kyo Griffin, Joe Berardi, called LHOOQ. I'll play something on the next show with those guys. But it was a neat birthday cool. Party for me. You've got something, Ms. Peek, to tell us about next project.
Yeah, the house that I moved into, I plan to do like grander project than just the couch surfing alone. That's just like part of it, but I want to have a place for, you know, musicians to come through, and it's almost like a meeting point, maybe, if you want to get gigs or something, maybe there's information here.
Yeah.
Or artists, Thai artists can maybe get representation to go into the U.S. either by art or by, in person. And of course, you know, MMA, you know, anybody coming into Thailand want to go into...
wants a good ass kicking.
Muay Thai recommendation or just, again, a place to...
Sure, sure.
To network. I'm kind of like pull everything I ever wanted in a lifetime in one place over here.
That is a mighty project.
Just a little.
Look, are you putting some of this information up on the web? Is it going to be at the Peakness website?
Actually, I'm going to keep it separate because the house in itself is quite a piece of work. As
okay, so you're gonna develop a new website then?
Just for the progress of
yeah.
this house load, yeah.
Yeah.
And people who contributed and stuff.
But you'll probably have a leak to it from your Peakness site, peakness.com.
Yeah, at some point, yeah.
So, I'm very proud of you in this mission you're on. This is righteous.
And it's also because you asked me a whole bunch of questions about Thailand, so I feel like, oh, I better go learn my crap before I answer you again.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. Awesome. But carry on with your proj, and
thank you.
We'll talk. We'll talk future in the thing. Thank you for being our eyes away from Pedro and the soul and heart of Bangkok. And your journey. And good luck with your ma, too. That's great. Okay?
Yeah.
And we speak again real soon. I go to Tokyo Tuesday. I'll be back. I'll do a show there, I think, before I come back January 9th, Brother Matt. And then we'll do another one. Hell, I got... Things are going to pick up in Stooge Land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. So we'll talk about that next show. Brother Twan, thanks so much for joining us.
Always yeah. pleasure to be
okay.
here.
And again, Miss Peak, thank you for being virtually here.
You're welcome.
Yeah, but in the now, in the moment. And good luck to all those comrades working with you there. That is great.
Thank you.
It's January 27th, 2009, Watt from Pedro Show. Last show of the year.
Yes.
Next time we talk to you, it'll be the tens. Ain't really the teens. It's
no,
the tens.
Yet.
How many shows this year?
Fuck a buttload. I know that. Okay, everybody. Keep your powder dry.
Bye.